The interim leader of Afghanistan meets with President Bush today. They'll talk about ways to rebuild and restore security to a country ravaged by more than two decades of war. Hamid Karzai does not hesitate to talk about the immense challenges he faces. He hopes to solidify U.S. support for his country and rally Afghans to lend a hand. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Several thousand Afghan Americans packed a Georgetown University gymnasium last night to hear from the man they hope can bring much-needed stability to their homeland. They waved black, red, and green flags as the Afghan anthem played.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Karzai was given a full hero's welcome. Dressed in traditional clothes, the Afghan leader displayed the same kind of charisma that helped him and his country win $4.5 billion in pledges at a recent donors conference in Tokyo. He told young Afghan Americans that the country is heading for more hopeful times, adding he can use their help and their expertise.
Medicine, engineering, computers, management, banking, business administration, all that. These are areas in which we suffer a lot, in which we lack a lot. And these are the areas in which you have the expertise that we need. So do come. In addition to that, if somebody wants to be the president, she or he is also welcome. So all of you are welcome.
Karzai says his interim administration wants to make it easier for Afghans abroad to return and help, even temporarily. His message to Americans, meantime, is that Afghans will soon enough become more self-reliant, less dependent on outside aid. Tom Gutierrez of the Center for Afghanistan Studies at the University of Nebraska says Karzai will use his visits to Washington and New York to drive that point home.
Afghanistan's representation to the rest of the world, to the international community, is an important one, one that helps them to feel confident that the Afghans are able to absorb and to use and to have planning for the use of all this money that people and nations are supposed to be pledging. And so I think a person like Hamid Karzai helps in that process.
Beyond the symbolism of this visit, there are important issues on the table for the White House talks today. Prior to Karzai's arrival, Afghanistan's foreign minister, Abdullah Abdullah, was already reminding the Bush administration that security is key to overcome warlordism and banditry.
We are talking about a country which has been in war for over two decades, in at least 700,000 small arms in that country. A national police force and local police forces needed to be trained, to be recruited, to be trained and equipped and supported in order to ensure security for the citizens.
Until that's possible, Abdullah says, the Afghan administration would support an expanded mandate for international peacekeepers, now only in the capital, Kabul. The Bush administration is reluctant to join the peacekeeping force and divert troops from the ongoing battle against the Taliban and al-Qaeda. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld gave only a few hints last week as to how long U.S. troops would remain in Afghanistan.
We do have other places where we are visible and contributing to the security environment. Now, how long it will be, I just don't know. You can be sure we're not going to stay there a second longer than we have to, but we also feel an obligation to be a responsible nation and participate in this process and help them navigate through what has to be an enormously difficult thing to do.
President Bush is likely to pick up on this theme and promise continued U.S. support for Afghanistan when he and Karzai speak to reporters later today. Karzai is also expected to have a high-profile seat at the State of the Union speech on Tuesday. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.